pieces of a whole with different feelings to evolve. Giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Excuse me, Mike Rayleigh here, and we can relax. We're out in the country, just south of Fuquay Varina Town Province. Provincial. It's just extraordinary out here. It is so quiet. We're in a gorgeous housing development called Altus at Serenity Point, and Serenity Springs, and Home and Gardens. We're just outside of a barn, and we're sitting on the porch of a barn. This is kind of the clubhouse. There is a huge Olympic style pool. Did y'all see that?
I did.
Rufus and
sure did.
Ms. Phil Campbell is with us this morning from Campbell Road Nursery, and it is it's really extraordinary. Now we may have a little weather move in, but you know, we dealt with the humidity yesterday. It doesn't feel as humid this morning, and it is just a nice breeze coming by. And on the either side of this building are rain catchers, which is a nice touch. I mean, there are a lot of nice touches out here, and you're welcome to come out. There is so much. It's overwhelming how much is going on out here today. You can tour the homes, and this is a plus 55 group here, and a group of zillions of homes, beautiful, all laid out. Everything's level, and
that's what I like.
It's nice. Yeah. It's not flat, but it's completely flat, but it is everything's level
and it's accessible.
It is so accessible.
It is.
You're just into the Harnett County, just across the line, basically a mile or so, and it is they picked a perfect name, Serenity Spring, for this. There are all kinds of things going on out here today, and they have a lot of demonstrations that are aimed at people interested in gardening. At 11 o'clock, there'll be lawn care, and it looks to me like there is Bermuda here, which is pretty easy to take care of. The newer varieties are easier to take care of. They're greener. And I think you'll enjoy that. I think we pretty well preach that most of the time anyway. If you got enough sun, you need a warm season grass.
It looks like turf grass to me, Mike.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like a golf course. It's extraordinary, really is. And that's all over the place. That's part of what you'll get for your landscape. And they'll have raised bed gardening for kids at 11:30. Now, that's something I know my son has built raised beds. He's built boxes, and his sons know a little bit about that.
Well, that's not all for youngsters. That's for
some. Well, that's true. I mean, they've written Square Foot Gardening as a famous book, and that's maybe where it all started.
But that's good for older folks like me.
Yeah, it is, because you can build these boxes to certain heights to suit you. Floral arranging. I'm always amazed at our church, St. Michael's Episcopal, at the flower arrangements that are at the altar. Really extravagant. I don't think I could come close to doing anything like that. I would need some training. So floral arranging. There's a real art.
My mother was the Three Forks Baptist Church flower lady, and they had a table in front of the altar that said, "In Remembrance of Me." And I remember that I used to use that as an excuse to help Mama in the flower garden to keep from going down into the fields to hoe and to back of corn and cabbage. So God bless my mama.
For a lot of reasons. Yeah, for a whole lot of reasons. And let's see, landscaping. There's been a lot of landscaping out here. So these folks know about landscaping. That's at 12:30. 1 o'clock, there'll be another lawn care, and they'll have raised bed gardening, floral arranging, and landscaping. And then a raffle drawing at 2:30. And there's also going to be a snipe hunt.
Oh, man.
Did you ever go?
Oh, man.
I don't think they call it a snipe hunt, but that's basically what it is. That's what came to mind. And, Rufus, I'm sure that your brothers took you on a snipe hunt.
Well, I'm an expert at that. One time at Carolina, had this old boy named Doug Burkhart, was from New York. And a bunch of us boys got together and said, we're going to take Doug on a snipe hunt.
Oh,
so we took him about 4 miles outside of Chapel Hill, and he held the bag there for about an hour waiting on the snipe to come by. And when he finally got back in, he laid a cussing on us.
So was he a city boy?
He was a New York City boy, and he went on his first snipe hunt.
Well, bless his heart. Well, it's not actually going to be a snipe hunt today. You will have you'll have a chance at a lot of great prizes. There'll be food trucks out here. There'll be plenty to drink, non-alcoholic, and just lovely stuff. Lavender lemon spritz.
Yum.
Yeah. So they have a little. You can pick up a little garden tool bag, and it has a copy of the Weekend Gardener magazine, the latest one with Rufus and yours truly on the cover. It's a really pretty cover.
I see them building the raised beds there right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Very simple to put it together.
Yeah, you can buy kits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's obviously what that is.
Yeah, because they're going into slots.
Yeah, that's very nice. They haven't. They've just been working on that about 30 minutes. Actually.
What's the best kind of wood for those things? You don't want treated.
No,
wood.
You definitely don't want treated. I mean that.
But you want it to last. So
yeah, well,
cedar or
probably cedar would. I mean, cedar's definitely going to last.
Yeah.
But I mean, pine will last a pretty good while.
Yeah.
It looks like knotty pine to me out there.
Yeah.
It does to me, too.
You know, what I notice.
But you can go all kinds of things.
Yeah. What I notice is the landscape out here is nothing extravagant, but it is easy to keep. It looks like the maintenance on everything that they've done.
I know.
You know, it's nothing.
Even under construction, everything is immaculate.
Right. And it's they've got mulch, they've got rock or stone, and then like you were saying, the rain chains, they've got the rain chains over the stone so it'll catch the water, there won't be any washing.
Yeah.
And they've got the bark, you know, the mulch. It looks to me like most of the trees or shrubs that they've put in, they look like they're not going to need a lot of maintenance. So it's just, they've done a really good job with that.
Yeah, excellent. You can tell these folks have been in the business for a while and know exactly what to do. Hey, Christine, now you were encouraging someone else to be on the air. I'd like you to come over here just a moment and give me your impressions. All you have to do is just put this on. And
by the way, Catherine is going to.
Okay, Catherine will be with us, and we got you on the air now. You can give a nice deep breath out here. It is serene, isn't it?
It's so serene. You know, just driving here is along Serenity Lane, so.
We were just talking about everything is well finished. Phil, what were you saying about how complete?
Yeah, the landscape is just, it looks great, and it has everything. It's got the mulch, it's got the stone, it's got everything you need to just maintain it. And the maintenance of it, though, looks to me like there's not going to be a lot. So you can have serenity here. And they've got the area over here just a little off one corner. They've got grills. They've got picnic tables. There's a huge windmill, which is one of my favorite things. It's always been my favorite thing since I was little. And everything's level.
I know.
Not level, but accessible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Without any steps whatsoever.
Yeah. And there are garden boxes, vegetable boxes out there that they're putting together with slots. We think that's pine. Do you have time to do any garden?
Do I have time?
Yeah.
I think I will in a couple years when my daughters are a little bit more settled. But
well, that's right. You have three daughters,
and yes.
So that's
yeah,
that's a house full. Well,
yeah,
that yeah. It's Rufus talks about how relaxing gardening is, and it truly is.
I take a walk every morning to see something new, and Phil taught me to plant things and forget about them. And then when you walk around and say, oh, I didn't remember that. There it is now.
Right.
Bulbs are great for that.
Yeah.
And it's my refresher waking up every morning. I always take a walk around the garden and today to see how many limbs had fallen from that storm yesterday. But that's what keeps you from getting old and decrepit.
It keeps you from being depressed and feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great outlet for that.
You can just get outside and walk around. I saw some monarch butterflies yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Christine.
How about that?
Sure did.
Yeah.
So I was really happy for that.
Well, Christine, will you let somebody in that's 83 years old in this development?
It's 55 plus.
Well, how about 54? You're letting anybody in at 54?
Pretty.
I'm sure that there are negotiations that go on every day for things like that. Once they see the place... Of course. So, yeah. So they're building the boxes out there for vegetable gardening. A lot of people are doing that now. We found on this show after the recession in 2008 that people started, vegetable gardening in their backyard again. And that's something they hadn't done for a while. So we encourage you to come out that. If you come out early, you can watch them put it together. Put all this stuff together, but there'll be demonstrations throughout the day here at Serenity Spring, Altus at Serenity Spring. And we are just south of Fuquay Arena, Piney Grove Road. Nice area. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. At Altus at Serenity Spring. We are just south of Fuquay Arena. I don't know that we are, we're probably not in the city limits. I'm not sure. Yeah, the city limits of towns and cities just extend out so far now. And we are just across the line, maybe a mile or so, in Harnett County. So I don't know, all these boundaries and stuff, I'm sure you had to deal with that some, Rufus, as Attorney General and Secretary of State.
Oh, yes.
I want to mention that we talked about it off the air, and we were just talking about it. I had a chance, Bobby Joe Fisher, who is a Nash County icon, invited me and you to an annual catfish fry that's been going on for 53 years. They started out on a farm, and it is... It has moved to the Ag Center in Nashville, and there were a lot of people there. Just to show you, Bobby Joe knows, and this had to do with soil conservation. It was the soil conservation group that in Nash County that was putting it on. But the state Supreme Court Chief Justice Paul Newby was there. Steve Troxer, our Ag Commissioner. Former Congressman Bob Etheridge, the current Secretary of State Lane Marshall was there. Former Sheriff of Wake County Donnie Harrison was also there, and a lot of other people. They were representatives from the two U.S. senators. And Rufus, you were having to work for a client at the legislature, and I'm sorry. Sorry that you missed it, because, as I said, it was made to order for you.
I thought about it all day long, and at least I got accomplished what I wanted to at the legislature.
Well, that's what's important, but maybe we can try again next year.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah, but we had catfish, we had crawdads, hush puppies, and slaw,
ooh,
and I don't know, a bunch of other stuff, and banana pudding.
Oh, gracious. That's my favorite dessert.
It had meringue on top of it.
Nobody
Rufus.
Makes it like Phil Campbell.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The last big gathering you had in your home one time, yep, I remember, you had banana pudding for dessert, and did I help myself three times.
I love making banana pudding.
Well, there's a real art to it. Part of it is the meringue. You got to know how to make meringue, yeah, and that's not easy.
And part of it, too, is getting enough bananas in there.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Right. Don't make cookie pudding.
Don't go chancy on the bananas.
That's right. You got to have some Niller wafers in there. But,
yeah.
So what do you put in yours? What is your recipe?
Mine is milk and sugar with a little bit of flour to make it thicken, and just a dash of salt, and let me think.
Do you have any vanilla?
And vanilla. Yep. Put eggs and vanilla.
How many eggs?
I usually use I double my recipe, so I use 5 eggs.
That's like a pound cake.
Yeah. I use 5 eggs, and I use 4 cups of milk and 5 eggs.
Good for you.
A couple
You're
of cups
remembering
of
all this stuff.
Yeah.
Now, well, what about the meringue? What is the secret to having good meringue?
You know what? I can't do the best meringue in the world, but it's okay. A lot of people put cream of tartar in their meringue.
Cream of tartar, yeah.
And I need to get with my friend Leela because she always has a perfect meringue on her pies and her pies. But I usually let my egg whites get a little bit close to room temperature because
you got to let the eggs do that anyway.
Right, yeah. And I separate those out. And then I beat my egg whites before I put any sugar or anything in it, and then I add the sugar.
Yeah, and you don't want to you don't want to beat it too much,
right,
do you?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to make, but
You just have to beat it until it forms a peak.
Well, I think it's an art to separate the yolk from the white.
Yes.
I never can do that. I've watched my mama do it
I'll
over and over again.
I have made a pound cake a couple of times, Jesse Ruth Cunningham's recipe from Apex, bless her heart. And so she had it down pat. There were 6 eggs in that, and it's a no sad streak recipe, yeah, she said. So,
but I like sad streaks too.
Well,
they're good.
No, oh, they are?
Yeah.
Kind of concentrated?
Yeah, they're just good. They got a good flavor to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're eating as they're working out there. So they are.
We'll talk about that when
that's fine.
We talked with them when we come back.
Those kits are nice. If you're thinking about a raised bed.
Yeah.
They do come in kits, so if you don't want hammer and nails and all that stuff,
right? So and that one's really nice for kids. It's not very. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's not very tall.
Yeah, it's not very tall, and it's not.
But you can make them. You can make them much taller.
Right. Right.
Okay. 10 seconds. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up after we check the news here on the Weekend Gardener. We're back on WPTF in Raleigh, and nice overcast morning. I see the sun trying to slip through. It looks like some weather off to the north and west of us this morning. We've got a cell that's just missing us here as we stay in Serenity here at Serenity Spring, Altus at Serenity Spring. And I am thrilled to be out here, especially on a morning like this. We got another trailer that moved up. We were Phil. You went out and investigated the boxes.
I did
the gardening boxes.
I did.
So tell us what you saw.
Okay, they're building it out of pine wood. It is a kit. You can make it any height that you want. And then what they've done out here, and they're going to be doing some other things. But for right now, they have a square that it's like 2 levels. The lower level is a sandbox. And the upper level is for planting. So it's really neat for kids because it's on their level. So they could learn how to plant, like, it's not deep, but they could learn how to plant maybe some string beans, or they could learn how to plant flowers, something easy and something
what would
that
be
kids
easy,
would love
easy
to do.
For them?
Some marigolds. Marigolds. You can hardly go wrong with something like marigolds for kids.
Zinnias.
Some zinnias, right. Some zinnias. But some, I would put in some snap beans. I love snap beans or string beans, however you want to call them. So they're easy to plant. You plant the seed, and then they come off really quick. I mean, the vines grow, and then the string beans come off really quick. And the kids could see where the food comes from. You don't want to start them out with something like tomatoes, because then they get discouraged. It takes a while. But something like string beans would be great for a child to plant in that little bed out there. That's one of the first things I planted when I was growing a garden. Was string beans.
What kind of yield did you get?
Pretty good. I mean,
really?
You get a really good one. If you planted about five or six vines, you could get enough. You could get plenty to eat. Because
how about that?
I mean, string beans they yield very well. And butter beans, on the other hand, you know, they come off slower. It takes forever to shell them. Oh my goodness! And you don't get that many.
Now, don't tell Mike that, because he's a
butter beans all the way.
But butter beans are not easy to grow.
They're not easy to
and
to
prepare.
Snap. Yeah.
Right.
Not easy to.
Carlton finally made a butter bean sheller, but
I don't understand the physics of that, because I know they have been for a long time.
Yeah, he made one
butter bean shellers.
Yeah, it's just a round drum, and with a wire, and so a lot of the shell stuff goes out, and then you know
how do you keep the beans from cutting the beans?
It just rolls them. It doesn't cut them. It just rolls them, and they come out. Yeah,
it's fascinating.
It's pretty good.
Well, this is a great teaching tool, and there will be
lots of
things out here, Catherine. Right, a lot of things for educational purposes out here too. Yeah. Hey, take Rufus's mic and hold it a second here. Catherine is with us this morning. Y'all have done. We've just been bragging so much over this place this morning. It is really nice, and it's a wonderful location. It's so accessible, yet you feel like you are out in the country here. But you have a lot going on today.
We do have a lot going on today. It's our Homes and Gardens event, bringing in the public to see our beautiful community. And Serenity is appropriately named. It's very serene here. Our homeowners seem to be very happy. Today we'll have the gardening, Polly's Petal Patch will be here. And she will be speaking about raised bed gardening for both adults and children. Our own landscaper, Seneca Landscapes, he'll be here. And we hold our landscaping to the highest standards here.
We commented on that right off. Phil, especially, is a stickler for that. And y'all have done a really good job. Bermuda grass, and it looks low maintenance, but I guess as you move in, you can do what you want to a certain extent.
To a certain extent, yes.
Yeah. But, you really start out well here with everything you need. And whose idea for this barn?
Well, this was farmland before.
Right, yeah.
And so we wanted to, you know, stick with the integrity of the land.
Yeah.
And so we put the barn in. And so the surrounding area with the courtyard, the pool, the playground, the picnic area, we call it the barnyard.
All right.
I can understand that.
That's great.
Yes,
it's beautiful, and you walk in, it's so new. It smells so new.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And then, of course, inside the clubhouse is gorgeous as well.
Yeah. So we got about a minute before we take a break. There are some activities today. Folks are going to be able to hunt for some things, a little activity.
Yes, we will have the Great Raleigh Trolley over here to take people on tour through the community. You'll be able to stop at the different builders'
A lot of different builders represented out here.
Yes, we do. We do.
Catherine, I see Margaritas in the Mud. What in the world is
that? Yeah, Margaritas in the Mud. Explain that in about 30 seconds.
That's one of our builders, Dries Homes. They will be taking people up to their future building site and offering the margaritas to show them the area is absolutely gorgeous up there.
Lawn chairs and everything? Thank you, Catherine, very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be back. From Altus at Serenity Spring, coming up here at WPTF. We just relax and come on out and relax with us. All right, we're back on WPTF, Rufus.
They put us back on the radio and
Rufus just called a lady who came by Campbell Road Nursery. Is that right, Phil? He came by Campbell Road Nursery.
Right.
And so he just called her out of the blue. And, I mean, it's like getting a call from the president.
Right.
Yeah, so you had a cousin named Shuford.
Shuford. That was his name, Shuford Edmondson. He was a crusty old guy.
He was a train engineer.
Yes, sir. He was the engineer of the Tweetsie Railroad.
Wow. That's
great.
What a resume. Everybody loves Tweetsie.
Yeah, David, we went to Tweetsie, and David, not to get off of plants, but one quick story. David, they told David to hold the strong box when we got on. And the guys got on to take the strong box, and of course you're supposed to let them get it, like, you know,
he wouldn't let go, would he?
He was not going to let them. They told him.
Well, you know, when we first took Adrian in the early '80s, she was very young, obviously, and I don't know if these guys were stunt guys or what, but they were riding horses galloping horses beside the train and would jump onto the train.
Right.
Robbers.
Right. They scared a lot of kids.
Yeah.
I had parents.
Oh, yeah. I was holding Reeves. He was probably about three, and his heart was just going like that. But, I mean, it's exhilarating.
Yeah. I remember working in the fields, and you'd hear Tweetsie Railroad blow their whistle. And they gave it a big, long toot at 12 o'clock, and boy, was that relief, because we knew we got to come in out of the farm and
great.
Go up to Mama's house to get fed what we call dinner.
Yeah, that's what we called it.
Noontime dinner. And she'd have at least two meats, maybe three sometimes, four or five vegetables. All came from home, but I loved the sound of that Tweetsie whistle at 12 o'clock, because that meant relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nash County, Franklin County. And probably a lot of other areas, it was breakfast, dinner, and supper.
That's yep. right.
Yep. Or supper.
Yep.
That's what.
In the case of Franklin County.
That's how Mr. Valentine would call it.
Yeah.
Or Harold Cooley, supper.
Absolutely. Let's go to Jeff. By the way, we're at Altus at Serenity Spring, just across the line into Harnett County near Fuquay, and it's beautiful out here. Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How you doing this morning?
Morning.
Wonderful, thank you.
Hey, quick question. By the way, I've learned so much over the years from your show, and I appreciate the help you give everybody. I've got a magnolia tree that I planted in 2018, and it is in a pretty much a three-quarter sun, full sun area right in the front yard there. And for this year, it's about 15 feet tall. I've got about 75% or 70% of the top of the tree now is all brown. All the leaves just got some green on the bottom, and I'm kind of at a loss as to what the cause of this is. It's been, like I said, it's been 2018 I planted this thing, and it's been never had this issue. Is this probably aphids or something with magnolia trees?
It probably is not. My daughter just lost a weeping willow tree down at her place, and I'm thinking one of the things that the tree people told her might be wrong with it is that, and this is true, we had such a dry winter. I know we've had a lot of rain lately, but that doesn't, it take, the impact is over a year or a year and a half or 2 years. It's not just 6 months or 3 months. and it's been really dry. And the other part about that is, do you have grass around the weeping willow? I mean, around the magnolia?
Yeah, it's kept pretty close, though. It's like a combination of grass and, you know, natural weeds and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, do whatever. You fertilize your grass?
No.
Okay, well, that's good, because if you do and you've got a lot of fertilization going on, then you get salts, and then when it dries, gets really dry, that can damage the roots of a tree. It can go down and damage, you know, after time it gets down in the ground and can damage the roots.
And we've had a lot of rain recently.
We've had a lot of rain.
But you can tell that the bigger trees are starving for rain. They want to get all they can, and they're going to win, because I can tell it in my yard in areas near a big tree.
Right.
Well, I just showed Phil a nice little maple, Jeff, that has part of it dying, and she said, leave it alone, give it a chance. Now, Phil's going to probably warp me side the head saying this. If that top is dead, I'd cut it out.
Well, it's going to be, how tall is the tree?
I would say if I had to guess right now, it is probably about 15 to 18 feet tall.
And how much of it is dead?
I'd say the diameter of the tree is at its biggest is probably about like 8 to 9 feet.
Right. But how much of the top of it is dead?
I would say 70%.
Wow.
Cut it.
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can think of is, like I said, dry weather takes its toll over a year, 2 years at a time. It just kind of builds up. And so, you know, it's hard to tell. I don't know of anything
else. I'm thinking what Rufus said, because that's the one thing that the first thing that came to mind is that let me cut off the top 6 feet or something like that, because it's still a relatively young tree.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that a magnolia could potentially respond positively to, or is this just like you said, if it's a root problem, then even if I cut off the top 60% or 50%, it's just going to get brown for the rest of it?
Well, you could. I mean, magnolias typically have one strong stem, like one trunk going up. But I mean, if you want to try that, it's not gonna do anything. It's not gonna hurt it. It'll certainly help it to get that dead off of it. I mean, if you want to leave it there and try it, that's not a problem. And see if it continues to die back, or if it, you know, starts to come out. What it's going to do is branch.
Yeah.
Out the top.
Now, Jeff, I had a what's the one, the baby one, what do you call that, Phil, of the magnolia?
Serentiffany.
Yeah. All right. That one had about the same thing, about half of it, and I topped it. And it's coming out. It's coming out beautifully.
Yeah.
If it's not dead in the roots down there, it will branch out. Now, it'll branch out more. Of course, that's what people used to do. They'd top a tree all the time, and that was a bad thing to do when nothing was wrong with the tree. But yours needs something drastic, and I've topped my little Serenity, and it's beat the odds. It's a good looking tree now.
Interesting. Okay. Magnolias, we don't hear a lot of trouble with usually.
Yeah, they usually have issues.
I've never fertilized it. The lawn doesn't get fertilized. And like I said, I've been there for 7 years. The only thing that I have in the front of the house is I've got the septic, you know, for the house. But it's not even, that's off to the side. It's not really, you know, necessarily near it or anything like that.
Yeah, that shouldn't bother it. It sounds like to me that it's the drought. I mean, I don't know what else it could be, unless there's some kind of vole damage or something like that.
There's this interesting comment that you made, because I have no other trees within, like, let's say 30 feet of it, 40 feet of it, but it's a clearing area in my front yard, but there's heavy, dense, established trees all around the perimeter, you know, because this is a wooded area of Eflin. So.
Yeah,
they're all doing fine. They're all doing fine, all the established trees and stuff.
Right. Well, they've got roots out far enough to take to get water. And that's the thing. There's so much competition. It's just like all these trees that you see in parking lots, and they only have like a place 10 by 10 for the roots to go. And then after the roots go there, they don't have anywhere else to go. And then the tree starts to die. But yeah, I would just, if you want to cut the top of it and give it a chance, I think that would be fine.
Thank goodness I won't get walloped.
Is there anything, is there, Rufus, we would never wallop you, my friend.
No, absolutely not. He's been walloped enough in politics, right?
Yeah.
Is there what?
If I top it, is there anything that I could do to amend the soil or anything when I do that to help the tree or no?
No, I would just wait, and we've had some good rain lately. I would just wait, go ahead and top it, and just wait and see what the rest of the tree does.
Call us back in a year and say, Rufus, you caused me great grief.
No.
Yeah.
Call us back and let us know.
Yeah, let us know what happens.
What happens with it, yeah.
All right. Well, I will, definitely. Thanks for your help, y'all.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it.
You know, our friend J.C. Knowles is listening. Morning, J.C. And he's reminding us that their Apex, you know, a lot of towns have their own little farmer's market. We got the big farmer's market. We'll talk to Monica a little later on this morning. But the Apex farmer's market has been going on for a long time. It's a great way to spend Saturday, 8 a.m. till noon. And they're at the Depot parking lot. Everybody knows where the Depot is in 2020 North Salem Street in historic downtown Apex. And nice place to gather. Fun time. Great morning to do that. We just had a cell move right by us. We didn't, looked like it could have been menacing. And somebody was getting rain. But most of the stuff is moving, so you don't have to worry about that apparently out here. I can see the sun. It is overcast out at Altus at Serenity Spring, and this is a beautiful 55-plus development. They have a huge barn out here for activity. They're going to have activity after activity after activity today. So come out and join us. There are a lot of things going on in your landscape, too, by the way, and Phil mentioned voles. Certainly voles are a problem, or squirrels, chipmunks, all kinds of things. You love your garden. It's more than just soil and seeds, obviously. It's your sanctuary. And certainly Rufus feels that way about his landscape. And you've spent hours planting, watering, and nurturing, and then one morning, bam, everything's been munched to the ground by deer. IMO's garden deer repellents are a natural, eco-friendly solution that keeps critters away without using harsh chemicals made right here in North Carolina. They're crafted with the botanical oils and other natural ingredients that are tough on pests but gentle on the planet. Safe for kids and pets and pollinators, these repellents even smell good, and they do. Choose the refreshing mint or warm spice scents. No more stinky sprays. And these are not add-on scents. These are the spices that are in the bag. And with the long-lasting, rain-resistant formula, you won't have to reapply constantly. From vegetables to flowers to shrubs to trees, IMO's Garden helps protect it all. And you can pick from easy, ready-to-use sprays, budget-friendly concentrates, or granular repellents in handy shakers. And the best news, you don't have to search through all kinds of things to places to find IMO's Garden. They're right at your local garden center or hardware store, including Fairview Garden Center in Raleigh, Grow Smart in Hillsboro, many other trusted retailers like Campbell Road Nursery. Pick up IMO's Garden repellents today and enjoy peace of mind knowing your plants are protected with people-safe, pet-safe, eco-safe solutions that work for you. IMO's Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back from Altus at Serenity Point, Piney Grove, Rawls Road, just off 401, just south of Fuquay Arena.